It is a joy to be here this morning, and I appreciate this opportunity to come and be a part of the service with you. We are in our quote-unquote slow period, if you will, and so we are getting on the road a little more now and starting to travel again. I have been in this position since March, and I will tell you this has been probably one of the most challenging ministries that I have ever been a part of. I've been in the pastoral ministry for 17 years. And that in itself is challenging, but to be in where I'm at, to come in March right in the middle of all the chaos of getting ready for camp and trying to make it successful and to survive has been a challenge. But we have survived, and things are going very well for us. And so I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate what this church is doing. Many of you have come up and helped in the last 6-8 months with the roof projects. Others have just come up on their free time and raking leaves and cleaning out cabins and those kind of things. Listen, they don't go unnoticed. I promise you. How many of you listen to K-Love radio station? All right, a few of you. I love K-Love. It's in my office. It's in my cars. It's in my home. We listen to that, and if you listen to it on a regular basis, you know that we just came through, or they just came through, their pledge drive. And that's a really hard time for that radio station because it changes. But the thing about K-Love, it's a Christian station, and their theme is listener-supported K-Love because they don't receive any grants, they don't receive any funding, they don't have commercials, so they don't get any royalties. Everything is strictly based upon donations and help from those who are out there listening to them. Folks, let me tell you something. Camp Beaver Fork is listener supported. All right, we don't get any government funding. Some people have asked me that because we are not just about the Free Will Baptist. We also have a lot of rentals that come through there. We have other organizations that use our facilities, and so they've asked me about that. We don't get any type of government funding. It is strictly based upon donations and the help and the prayer support of Arkansas Free Will Baptist, and I can promise you, it is not going unnoticed. One of the things about the K-Love, the thing that amazes me about the pledge drive of K-Love is the stories. Knowing that you hear the testimonies and how this radio station kept somebody from committing suicide or how a family came back together through their prayer support. And the point that they were making this past week, one of the DJs I heard say, you know, your financial support is reaching out to lives that you'll never meet. And I want to tell you this morning, you are reaching out to young people's lives that you may never meet. We've had over 1,500 Free Will Baptist kids come through our campus this past 8 months, either with retreats, church outings, or camp. This past summer, in our 3 weeks of camp, we had over 50 salvations, 54 rededications, 40 gave their life into some type of ministry. Guys, they are making a change, and you are supporting that by your time and your financial support. I know it's been tough economically. It's hit a lot of people in their pocket at home. It's hit a lot of our churches, and it's hit all of our state ministries and national ministries. I know it's difficult, but it's taking the stand and saying, you know what, I believe in something. God is good. God is bigger than us, as they've already mentioned this morning, and we're going to do what we need to do. I'm not going to go and spend a lot of time telling you about all the things that are going on at camp. I would encourage you to come by our table back there. We've got a little display going. With some rolling pictures, things that happened at camp this summer, things that went on at the Oklahoma and in Oklahoma at the national CTS competition. I will tell you that Arkansas was known. Their presence was known at the national level. We always make a good showing, but this year in Oklahoma, we made them know that Arkansas was real close. And we placed just about everybody that went on some level, either first, second, or third place. We had multiple kids involved in the national leadership conferences, E-Team, involved in YET Team. YET Team consists of the top 12 high scorers in 12 categories on a national level. Arkansas had 4 of the 12. I'm telling you, we're putting out some leaders in our state, and we're proud of that. And these leaders are not just staying in the state. They're going out. They're going to our colleges. They're getting on the national levels. And we're very proud of what Arkansas has been able to do in the lives in the past and will continue to do in our future. So I encourage you to continue to support us. You can do that a couple ways. Obviously, the big one is prayer. We need your prayer. We need your prayer. There are a lot of things that are going on right now up there. There are a lot of changes that have been taking place. Somebody asked, I was at a church not too long ago and got done with my spiel, and one of the guys said, boy, I sure wish he'd get excited. I tell you, I'm excited about what is happening at the camp. It is a much broader ministry than just 3 weeks out of the summer or a couple weekends out of the year. There is a lot of stuff that's going on. We already are booked out through 2011 in our rentals, and I'm turning people away who want to come. And the reason being, they'll tell me, and sometimes we think it's because we might be cheap, but they tell me there's something different about Camp Beer Fort. And that's a good thing. We know God is protecting that camp, and His presence is felt on the top of that hill. And so I continue to pray for us. Help us financially. There are a couple of things that are going on. Now, I know Brother Jared's here at the church, and I'm sure he's kept you up to date on the State Master's Men Project. I would encourage you to get involved in that. Listen, Centerpoint can give $10,000 to this Master's Men Project. You believe that? Wait a minute now. Hold up. Maybe I need to change sermon ideas and talk about how big my God is. Do you think you can do that? Let me tell you how you can do that. All right, we're telling our folks to be creative. I got an email this week of a creative idea one of our churches is doing, and I thought, man, that's so easy. Why didn't I think of that? You know, but one of our churches have set a pickle jar out in their foyer, and on there there's a sign that says, "Your change can change the power of Camp Beer Fort." Now, for those of you that don't know what's going on, we've launched a 2-year project to completely rewire every building, every inch of Camp Beaver Fort. It's about a $150,000 project when it's all said and done. And different organizations, different churches have stepped up to say, we'll take on this much or that much. And so we're only asking our churches to only come up about $120,000. Now, that's a lot of money. We're giving you 2 years to do it. We've had a few churches in Northwest Corner raised over $100,000 last year to do some stuff at one of their local areas. So I know we can. 200 churches can do it. But let me tell you this idea. They've got this little jar out there, and they're encouraging 100 of their members to put $1 a week into this jar. Now you do the math. 100 members, $1 a week, 52 weeks, $5,000 a year. 2 years, $10,000. Think you could do it? Hey, yeah, see? Yeah, when we bring it down to reality, you kind of go, yeah, we can do that. So get creative. Get involved and help us. This is the biggest undertaking. And I'll be honest with you, we're giving the state 2 years in this project, but I really think we could do it in a year. I really do think we could do it in a year. They've already started the electrical project, and I promise you it's going to be much better for us up there. And so I'd encourage you to check into the Master's Men Project. Get with Jared and others who are around involved in that. Another thing that we've done is we've launched a program called Count Me In Project. And on my back table, there's some little blue cards, and I'd encourage you to pick one of those up, take it home, and pray about it. All that is a pledge to say, I will give monthly to Arkansas Free Will Baptist Student Ministries and Camp Beer Fort. And you pick the amount. It can be $5, $10, $20, you can do $100 a month, whatever it is. All that money goes strictly into our general fund to help us keep up with the daily operations and the funding. There's a lot of things that go on up there on a daily basis. Again, a lot of people think we just shut the doors down after 3 weeks in June, and that is not the case. There are a lot of expenses, a lot of things that take place, and a lot of things that we have planned to do. Things we want to do, but it all takes money. And so maybe you could give $5, $10, $15 a month to that. Take one of those, prayerfully consider it. Or if you could say, you know what, right now I'm strapped. I'm giving as much as I can, but I'll pray. Hey, there on that card, there's a little thing that says other. Just write prayer on it and give me that card. Let us know you're praying for us monthly on a continual basis. We're excited about some things that are going on. I will tell you right now, that ministry is probably one of the strongest evangelical life-changing ministries that any state has, is their youth ministry, is their camp ministries. And if we don't take care of it, we could lose it. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that at all.